What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, May 11th, 2018. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have lots to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phones, put you on the air with your comments, questions, whatever you want to share with us. And, of course, a reminder that the lovely Lady Claire will be with us in hour number three today. So let's get on into it here. And a little bit of good news. Apparently, the southern border around Syria is calm following the Israel-Syria strikes. This according to the United Nations. So that's a little bit of good news. But, of course, we're in the skirmish phase of this next war, where you poke and you prod and you get a sense of what's really going to happen when you go in there with full-on force-on-force war here. Now, here's something really kind of interesting. The U.S. has come on out and said that Iran must continue to comply with the nuclear inspections. Now, this is after Trump basically violated the P5 plus one deal, just dropped it completely. So in my opinion, Trump has got nothing to say about whether Iran continues to comply with the nuclear inspections. That's now up to Iran, France, Germany, the rest of the P4 plus one. When Trump walked out of that agreement, he lost any moral, ethical, or legal reasons to go on in there and make any demands at all. Of course, he seems to be operating under the might makes right way of thinking. But the bottom line is, it's no longer up to the president. He doesn't really have a dog in this hunt, as it were. Now, Trump is already out there campaigning to try and sort of undo some of the public relations damage that has been done by his pulling out of the Iran deal. And he's out there saying, no, we're going to get a better deal. We're going to get a fair deal. And we're going to get access to all of the Iranian military bases to make sure they're not cheating. And he's out there saying, I want to be able to make a deal with them, a good deal for them, better for them, but we can't allow them to have nuclear weapons. Well, again, that's the big lie. Iran stopped their program to build a nuclear weapon all the way back in 2003, and the IAEA already knows about that. So Trump is out there saying, we must be able to go to a site and check that site. We have to be able to go into their military bases to see whether or not they're cheating. Well, the IAEA is already doing that. Iran has not interfered with any of the IAEA inspectors. They've got cameras looking at all the nuclear facilities. Iran is saying that the inspectors don't have a right to go to military bases and just act like foreign espionage agents if the bases don't have anything to do with Iran's nuclear infrastructure, and that seems reasonable. But you know, is Trump going to allow Iran unrestricted access to all U.S. military bases to make sure the U.S. government isn't cheating? Because the U.S. government does cheat a lot. They told us Saddam had nuclear weapons. They told us the Lusitania wasn't carrying weapons. They told us Pearl Harbor was surprised. They told us the Maine was sunk by a Spanish mine. They told us about torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. The U.S. government cheats all the time. If you want access to each other's bases, if you want reciprocity, that maybe stands a chance. But just this idea of we're exceptional and we have a right to examine all of your military bases and you don't, that's not going to fly. Iran has already said, no, the deal is broken. There's going to be no renegotiation whatsoever. And so Donald Trump has gone from being the master of the deal to the master of the no deal, or the art of the no deal. And the reasons that Trump withdrew from the deal basically were built on lies and disinformation, political propaganda, and catering to the Israel lobby, his top donors, and Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, Trump is claiming he's made America safer. That's a very dubious claim. He's brought us closer to the edge of a global war that inevitably is going to go nuclear. What Trump wants is regime change in Iran, and that's what they're trying to build toward. All right, let's take some phone calls. Mike in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I found an article today that was reiterating what you were talking about, and I was talking about, I think, last week, having to do with the Harvey, Illinois. But anyway, this was Wire Points. And the article cited that there's 20 different Illinois cities that could have tax dollars, what I would like to call garnished, okay?
Yes.
The comptroller has to garnish the money that comes in order to, you know, fund the pension plans that are underfunded.
Mike, go ahead. You told our call screener you wanted to talk about ISIS, I thought.
Oh, ISIS? Oh, okay. Well, let's leave that alone. You know, I'll tell you what they're talking about now also, and I don't know if you want me to continue, otherwise I could call back and stay on topic, but what they're also talking about now.
Yeah, I'd like you to call back when we're talking about the economic news here and not take us off topic at this particular point.
Oh, all right. That's fine. I'll call back and, you know, we'll talk about that article later then, you know.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I already figured that the United States already violated the non-nuclear proliferation agreement when they tacked in that Iran is unable or not allowed to have defense missile system. So, I mean, they're just writing in new stuff all the time for this agreement. So how can you reach an agreement when you keep tacking on something new? This is ridiculous.
Well, that's actually a tactic to make sure our deal is never actually made, because you'll come together, you'll make a deal, and then somebody says, oh, and one more thing. And they say, all right, okay. Oh, and one more thing. And finally, the other side realizes you're not negotiating in good faith, and they walk away. And then the person who's been playing this tactic gets to say, look, they're the ones who walked away. They're the bad guys here. Now, the United States has actually been in violation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty for basically all the way back to 1979, under the terms of the NNPT, Iran has every right to build nuclear power plants. They have every right to non-military nuclear applications, medical isotopes, industrial destaticers, these machines that actually X-ray a building using nuclear isotopes. They're allowed all of that. More importantly than that, the U.S., as a signer of the NNPT, is obligated to help Iran build its civilian nuclear infrastructure. And obviously, if there had actually been a concern that Iran was going to build a bomb factory under their nuclear power station, like Israel has under Dimona, going on in and helping to pour the concrete and lay the piping and run the wiring is a perfect way to make sure it is just a power station. But the U.S. never did that. And that was a violation of the NNPT, using the threat of military force to try and coerce Iran to surrender their right to civilian nuclear power is a violation of the NNPT. The U.S. is the one who violated the treaty, not Iran.
Well, they've always seemed to violate treaties. I mean, just what they did with the Native Americans. You know, they broke how many treaties did they break there? I mean,
oh, huge.
When they have
amount.
An interest, they want something, they want it, and they'll break the agreement. And unfortunately, I think every country, I believe every country has the right to defend itself, and you're right. They want a defenseless Iran, a defenseless Syria. All these countries are defenseless. They want them all defenseless so they can invade them at some point in time. That's it.
Or simply browbeat them into just doing as they're told. The might makes right. If you've disarmed a country, you don't have to invade them anymore. You just sit there with your nuclear weapons and say, look, this is what you're going to do, and if you don't do it, something bad's going to happen to you. It's a nice country you got there. It'd be a terrible shame if something happened to it.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates just now rejoining our network. Article coming on out of Sputnik News. Israel is using planned provocations to get the U.S. into a war with Iran, because that's what Israel likes to do. Israel wants those large Middle Eastern rivals like Iraq, Iran, and eventually Saudi Arabia broken up. But they don't want to do it themselves. That's what the Americans are for. We get the Americans to pay for it. We get the Americans to be killed and crippled for it. That's the only reason they're here. And so the problem is that we have all these neocons who are currently surrounding President Trump who are out there saying, yeah, let's go to war with Iran. Let's go to war with Iran. Of course, when they say let's, they don't mean themselves. They're not going to go. They're going to stay back in the United States in their nice little expensive homes. They're going to keep the kiddies close. It's everybody else's children who have to go fight these wars. Now, as you know, Europe has absolutely dug its heels in about this ending of the P5 plus one deal. They're trying to keep the P4 plus one deal going along. Iran is saying they're very much interested in that. And apparently over in Israel, a member of the Knesset, Yair Lapid, just lost it. He's furious, saying they've lost it over there. How dare they defy the United States and Israel? How dare they don't recognize that Iran is a terrorist country and help us to smash it? And this was an article written in the Express, and I have it up here, and I want to read you just to show you how biased and misleading some of the reporting is that's going on. Right here, the little tag under the main headline. Israeli MP Yair Lapid raged against the European Union for appeasing Iran to contain the fallout after U.S. President Donald Trump pulled out of a hard-fought nuclear deal hours after Tehran targeted Jerusalem with a missile airstrike. There's the first big lie. Jerusalem has not been targeted. And Iran didn't fire those missiles. Syria did. All the military action so far is taking place in the Golan, which is still legally Syrian territory, illegally occupied by Israel. So, I mean, it's just lie after lie after lie after lie. And I felt I had to post a comment on this article pointing out all the outright falsehoods that were in it. And, of course, it was gone just a minute later. So the corporate media is still protecting its own, still protecting the lies. Still protecting their image here. Okay, so as the Syrian army continues to make sweeping gains in Damascus, the terrorists who are basically agreeing to relocate are turning over their weapons. And as we reported before, there's a lot of American-made weapons, a lot of British-made weapons. And now all of a sudden they're starting to see all these Israeli weapons being handed over by these terrorists, which answers a question I'm asked on a regular basis. Why doesn't ISIS and Al-Qaeda, who are supposed to be this Islamic terrorist group, why do they never attack Israel? Well, now you know. Israel's their friend. Israel gives them goodies to play with, things that go bang in the night. Now, a lot of people are looking at this Israeli airstrike and saying that it was less about Iran and more about trying to degrade Syria's increasingly effective air defense systems. Now, we don't know how many Iranians are actually inside Syria. There have been some wildly exaggerated numbers thrown around about the same time as the Israeli media published a satellite photo of the international airport in Tehran and claimed it was an Iranian air base located inside Syria. So it's just more of the lies here. Over in Iraq, once again, they're reporting that U.S. troops are avoiding attacking any of the areas where the Islamic State leaders are to be found in Syria. The troops aren't shelling those areas. The U.S.-led coalition jets are not going near those areas. The U.S. is still protecting their little pet terrorist groups out there. Now, over in Russia, there's a member of the Council of Federation, Alexei Pushkov, and he's saying there are two places in the world where military conflict, direct military conflict between Russia and the U.S. could actually start. And he's saying that, obviously, that's in Syria, and it's obviously up in the Baltic region, meaning Russia-Ukraine. Apparently, Pushkov thinks that North Korea is no longer a flashpoint. But he's absolutely right. These are two places where we could get into a direct one-on-one war with Russia, and that's going to be a bad idea because inevitably it's going to go nuclear. Remember what Paul Craig Roberts said a couple of months ago, said there were actually people inside Washington, D.C. who were urging an unprovoked nuclear first strike onto Russia. Just hit them hard and smash them and get it over with. That's the kind of thinking that is pervading Washington, D.C. these days. Now, here's a very bizarre article. Pardon me. And at first, you're going to wonder if this makes any sense at all. And this is from Pravda. The headline reads, "The West Worried About Russia's Efforts to Reduce Military Spending." And they basically go on in there and they point out how U.S. military spending is up to $700 billion for this year. And at the same time, the military budget of the Russian Federation has been reduced by 20% because Putin wants to spend Russia's money on Russia. So why would the West be worried about Russia spending less on their military? Well, if you're actually thinking about going to war, obviously that would be a good thing. But if your business is using the threat of Russia to get more money out of the American people for the military-industrial complex, that's a problem. Because now everybody's going to be saying, why do you need more money to go up against Russia when Russia is pulling back? And that is definitely a valid point. And that's why the West is worried. The military-industrial complex, they want to scare you with that Russian boogeyman. Be afraid. There are Russians underneath your bed. There are Russians hiding in your bedroom closet. Russians are stealing socks out of your dryer. Be afraid. Give us your money and your children. We'll save you. All right, let's take a phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, it's pretty clear that France and Germany and Belgium and a lot of our European historical allies thought this was a horrible idea, this getting out of the Iran deal. And the American people are in the polls. They're against it as well. And so, and you're right, Trump illegally pulled out of it. We're the ones that violated this treaty, not the Iranians. So the point that I want to make here is that why, since the American people don't want it, don't want us to pull out of that deal, and our allies, our important allies at that, China and Russia don't want us to do it, but we do anyways. Why would any country, and we do it because Israel and the lobby wants us to, why would anybody bother even negotiating with Trump? Why not just go negotiate with Netanyahu and let him, you know, why not just go right to the source of the power?
Well, that's one valid point, but the question actually is asked, why negotiate at all? Because whether it's Donald Trump or Benjamin Netanyahu, neither one of them can be trusted to keep their word. I mean, especially if you hear some of the things coming out of Israel these days about how it's okay to use these expanding bullets on unarmed Palestinian protesters because they've turned it into a war zone. And the Israeli military is afraid of a bunch of Palestinian protesters carrying flags and signs. I mean, anybody who's willing to say that, they're willing to say anything. And don't forget the motto of Israel's Mossad, by way of deception, thou shalt do war. Israel is proud of the fact that it lies to get what it wants. Look at the USS Liberty as just one example.
Has it ever been just more starkly apparent about what's going on? I mean, honestly, allies of 40 years in a perfectly no violations by Iran, and everybody saying stay in, stay in. The American people, everybody, and we go with the Jewish billionaires and the Jewish lobby. All for Israel.
It's very obvious what's going on to anybody who's paying attention. We just need to get more people paying attention. Peter, stay on the line. We got to take a commercial break, and I have something I want to share with you that happened just this morning, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we go back to Peter in Los Angeles, I want to remind everybody that deal for the Front Sight Training Academy has been extended to June 2nd. And I know our promos are saying May 5th, which has already gone by, but it has been extended to June 2nd. So you still have time to take advantage of it. And I got to be honest, if I lived on the mainland anywhere in the West, I'd go for this deal myself. Okay. All right. Getting on back to Peter. Peter, I actually had something happen this morning that I think we all need to consider maybe a factor in why people aren't responding to what's going on. Claire and I were over at our local big box store stocking up on supplies, and we got to basically joking with the girl at the checkout about how, you know, one end of the state was flooded, the other end of the state's on fire. We're living on the island that's a first strike target if we go to war with Russia. And she made this interesting comment about how that she had just quit paying attention. She didn't watch the TV news any longer, and she just figured whatever was going to happen was going to happen, and there was nothing she could do about it. This is a very nihilistic view of the world. And we've actually seen this before as a phenomenon coming out of depressions or great wars. And it's something that we need to keep in mind when we're talking to people. They may be tuning off the corporate media, and that's good. We have to convince them to start looking at the independent media and get them engaged. because they may choose to ignore politics, but politics will not choose to ignore them. Peter?
Yeah, it's. I think they're being intentionally conditioned to be dumbed down. If they listen to those guys, Mike, they're completely, you know, like Manchurian candidated. And if they don't listen to them, you know, it's almost better to turn them off than to go through that. I mean, everybody knows it's futile. It doesn't matter what we think. And, you know, we have to keep them engaged, but it doesn't matter, Mike, in my opinion, what we think anymore. It hasn't for a while. They do what they want to do. You know, they can say they're going to pull out of, like, Trump runs on not getting into Syria, getting out of Syria. He lies about it. It doesn't matter. They own us. We have to come to terms that they own us. What are we going to do about it? And we're marched towards war, you know.
Well, obviously I disagree with you, or I wouldn't be doing this. I'd still be in the movie industry or doing something else, Claire's Roadie, which I'm doing also as well. Anyway, but what we can do, we can't influence the government, but we can influence the general population, and that's why they're so afraid of the independent media right now. That's why Facebook and Twitter are engaging in such obvious heavy-handed censorship right now. They're realizing that we have a voice and that people are listening to us. And again, go back to your original Sun Tzu. You cannot win a war unless you have an army that believes in the moral rightness of the conflict so that they will fight hard and, if necessary, die for it. You have to have a civilian population that believes in the moral rightness of the war so that they will bear the burdens that war brings even to the victorious side. And we've taken that away from the government. People who are in the military, they know these are wars of conquest. And people who are left behind, the civilians, they're tired of the war economy. They're tired of seeing their children come home in wheelchairs and metal boxes. They don't believe that these wars are right and just. The poll numbers prove it. And at some point, I'm hoping that somebody is going to say, you know, we can't go forward with this any longer. We don't have the backing of our own people. We don't really have the enthusiastic support of our own military, and we cannot win these wars alone on our high-tech wonder weapons, because that was Adolf Hitler's major strategic mistake toward the end of World War II.
Well, I agree with you, definitely. Nobody wants to be a casualty in a war. Everybody knows these are, completely a fool's errand, and all these wars we're in, that we're doing it for Israel, where there's nothing in it for the United States, there's nothing to it in it for the American people. Even Trump doesn't believe in it. I don't believe he would have said what he said in the campaign had he believed in it. But the Trump and the entire Congress, they're just whores. They're just whores. What we have to do is to undercut any semblance of legitimacy that they still have, because
that's what we can do. We can do that. We are doing that right now. I get all these phone calls coming on in saying, call your members of Congress and everything. That's all well and good. They're not listening. We ought to take that same energy. Stop trying to change the government. It does not want to change. And instead take all of that same energy and just turn it to everybody that you know, ordinary people like you and I, teachers, bakers, bricklayers, whatever, anybody who will listen, and just say, we are in serious trouble. We're heading into a world war. We're probably going to lose this thing. And if anybody comes back and says, oh, our government would never do anything like that, just remind them about how we were lied to about Saddam's nukes. And if they come back and they say, well, the U.S. has never lost a war, just remind them about Vietnam and the fact that we never actually won the Korean War. And just chip away at those core beliefs. Anyway, Peter, got to let you go. We have to do another break for commercials. We'll be back with more news after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And you'll probably remember not too long ago when I was talking about Donald Trump, the image of him that's emerging as very weak, very easily manipulated, and particularly susceptible to flattery. And underscoring that is the announcement that Donald Trump's face will be featured on an Israeli coin marking the 70th anniversary of Israeli, well, they call it independence. It was the creation of Israel, and basically celebrating the decision to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem in defiance of United Nations resolutions. So I'm sure Donald Trump is feeling very flattered, and that means Netanyahu's got more favors coming to him. Now, as you know, the tensions along the Israel-Gaza border are continuing. The violence is continuing. The corporate media is totally ignoring it. Most Western governments are refusing to comment on it anymore. But lost amid all of the noise and smoke and fire is that Hamas has offered Israel a ceasefire deal, a truce offer, to just say, let's just calm things down in place and get away from all this stuff. And Israel is simply refusing. And analysts are saying that news of that refusal may exacerbate tensions in the area. Now, on May 15th, next week, that's Nakba Day. Now, Nakba is Palestinian for the tragedy, which is their view of what happened when Israel was carved out of their country. And it's expected that there are going to be protests all over Gaza and the West Bank, and they're probably going to be met with violent reprisals by the Israeli forces. So it could get very ugly. And the fact that Israel is refusing to discuss the truce offer is sending a message. You know, there is no hope for peace in the future. So what happens when you've got nothing left to lose? I remember there was a quote from one of the Tom Clancy books. I liked his earlier books before he started using co-writers or ghostwriters. And let's see, I can't even remember which one of the books it was in. It was the one after Ryan becomes president and the dictator of another country gets assassinated. And there was a comment there about how tyrants can appear strong and powerful and they see their people as weak, cowering rabbits. But even rabbits have teeth, and sometimes rabbits get desperate. Just something to keep in mind. Now, over in Duma Village, this is a different Duma Village. This is near Nablus. And apparently, a bunch of these illegal Israeli settlers hurled firebombs into a home of relatives of the family that was killed back in 2015 by another firebombing by the illegal Israeli settlers. So, again, who is it who's really inciting the violence over there? It's not the Palestinians. The army has injured 61 Palestinians in Nablus, and apparently medical sources said the soldiers shot two young men with live fire, 14 with rubber-coated steel bullets, and caused 45 others to suffer the effects of tear gas inhalation. And this was basically a result of the storming of an Islamic site, Joseph's Tomb, by 6,000 illegal settlers. Joseph's Tomb is one of the areas that is contested, whether, you know, it's an Islamic site. Judaism also holds it to be sacred, and they fight over it. And this is what happened again this time. And as usual, the IDF sided with the illegal settlers here. Up in Russia, Putin has started his fourth term by sacking several senior ministers, several very prominent ones, who aren't performing, who aren't doing what he wants them to do. Trump should have done the same his first day in the Oval Office. I think that was probably his biggest single mistake coming on into the White House, was trying to be magnanimous in victory and saying all the Obama holdovers could stay on and hold on to their jobs. And he mistakenly believed that because he was now the boss, their loyalty would transfer to him. That may be how it works in the world of business. That isn't how it works in the world of Washington, D.C. politics. And that, I think, put him on the path to being compromised by the deep state. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley is once again flapping her gums up at the United Nations, calling for regime change in Venezuela. I mean, here the United States can't handle the wars it already has. It's still stuck in the quagmires of Afghanistan, can't get out of Iraq. Still stuck in Syria after 8 years. And Nikki Haley's out there saying, yeah, we can take on another one. I think what's going on is the U.S. government is realizing the American people have reached a breaking point, and we're just going to pull back and say, no more of this. And it's not like we have to actually do anything to the government. We just have to stop listening to them, stop agreeing with them, stop saying, yes, it's okay. Withdraw our consent. And I think they understand we're getting close to that point. So they're trying to get all these areas with the oil resources under their control as quickly as possible in order to, that those resources be traded in the U.S. dollar. They're trying to bring back the petrodollar, trying to bring back the Bretton Woods Agreement. They're failing miserably. And so Nikki Haley is saying it's time for regime change in Venezuela. Well, Nikki, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Here's your day-glow orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA's torture centers. Watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we'll call Nicolas Maduro and tell him you are on your way down there to kick his butt all by yourself. But we, the American people, have had enough. No more wars. We don't like them. We don't want them. We hate paying for them. We don't like to sacrifice our children in them. They do not help our nation. They only help the bankers, the military-industrial complex, the neocons, and people who dream of glory, who go to sleep at night thinking that if they blow up enough of the world, in future generations, school children will be forced to memorize their name and picture. Getting to the domestic politics now, it's now starting to come on out that former Obama advisors Ron Klain and Kip Wainscott have been advising the crowdfunding organization raising money for Stormy Daniels, which her lawyer claims is completely nonpartisan. It's just all about consensual sex and hush money. If I were Trump's lawyer, I'd be asking, why was the money paid? Did Stormy Daniels extort Donald Trump? Because I don't think Trump just said, I feel like giving Stormy Daniels $130,000 today. Doesn't strike me as that kind of a guy. I know he's got a lot of money, and he could always send a few bucks my way. Don't think it's going to happen. But to me, that's the real unasked question in this whole Stormy Daniels affair. Did this porn star try and extort Donald Trump? And did Donald Trump go along with it rather than have a big media stink? Because you know how the media loves a good sex scandal. But somebody needs to ask that question. Who initiated the discussion of a payment? Now, as I've made abundantly obvious, I'm not sympathetic to Trump. He's been a tremendous disappointment to me. But fair is fair and just is just. And in this case, to me, it looks like Trump is the victim and Stormy Daniels is the bad guy. And not just because she's a porn star. Now, Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch is describing there's been another miracle. It's a miracle. The FBI has found more tarmac meeting documents and will soon forward them to Judicial Watch toward the end of the month. And apparently they're now admitting there are even more documents. Apparently part of the problem is the Strzok page texts included mentions of documents about the tarmac meeting. That's what got Judicial Watch on the scent, as it were. Still getting stonewalling. The FBI and the Department of Justice are trying to keep a lid on whatever this scandal is, and I think I know what that scandal actually is. Now, earlier in the week, we were talking about this fight that's going on between the congressional investigators and the Department of Justice and the FBI over this FBI source who apparently provided huge amounts of information to the Mueller special counsel. And Congress wanted to know who this person was, even if it was in a closed-door meeting, and the FBI said, absolutely not, can't do it. Well, it turns out the Wall Street Journal is basically saying the FBI planted a mole inside the Trump campaign. And they think that mole may have been Stephen Halper. So there is another major scandal. The FBI spying on a presidential campaign. We are way past Watergate right now. Because, yes, you had FBI spying on the Democrats on behalf of Nixon. But Nixon's operation was just this little tiny group, the plumbers, and his insiders in the White House. This is involving the leadership of major government agencies, Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is a monstrous scandal that needs to get on out. And again, I think what lies at the core of it is that Clinton Foundation, which everybody seems to be dirty about, and I think the reason they circled the wagons to protect Hillary Clinton over that email scandal is that Hillary Clinton was running an espionage operation while Secretary of State, basically a repeat of Chinagate, selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests. I mean, they were selling everything else. Look at all the uranium. And using the Clinton Foundation to collect and launder the money. It's a legitimate question to ask, and I'm going to go on asking it here. Now, we're still following up on former New York Attorney General Schneiderman, who's been accused of some rather kinky sexual goings-on. And he, of course, denied it all happened and then promptly resigned, which is sending repercussions through this little deep state committee that's been against Trump, because he was their ace in the hole that he could bring state charges that Trump could not pardon. But apparently Michael Cohen may have info on some of these women who were victimized by Schneiderman. And apparently attorney Pete Gleason wrote a letter to Manhattan federal judge Kimba Wood, who's overseeing the review of documents seized in the raid on Michael Cohen, asking her to seal any files concerning the two alleged victims. Some very bad people in political office, as it were. Now, the other day, in fact, it was just yesterday, we were talking about the new revelation that James Comey, prior to his testimony before Congress, had been told by high-ranking officials in the FBI to coordinate with special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation before to basically coordinate their testimony. I think the term of craft is strategize their conformity. But if you think about it a little bit, what this means is that Robert Mueller tampered with a witness. He told Comey what to say to Congress. That's witness tampering. That's a crime. It's a criminal government. It really, really is. Now, there's another story that's just now breaking, and apparently in the summer of 2016, Brennan, with his FBI liaison, Strzok, along with the help from Kerry at State, set Russian espionage traps for minor players in the Trump campaign through cultivated intel assets. In other words, they were setting up entrapments. They were trying to basically, you know, get Trump's players somehow tangled up with Russian espionage. It's a frame-up. Maybe they were using honey traps or something. But again, it's all a setup. Now, over the last couple of months, we've been hearing the Democrats out there thumping their chest about their chances to retake the House in November, and Chuck Schumer, he's banking on victory in November, and he's already out there saying if Democrats win Congress, they will move to impeach President Trump. Nancy Pelosi's already out there saying that if the Democrats win the House of Representatives, they're going to raise taxes. But apparently the recent primary results have thrown the ice bucket challenge all over these Democrats. Because Tuesday night, Indiana, Ohio, North Carolina, and West Virginia held their primaries. And the GOP just did very, very well. And right now, the current polls are showing that as far as the Senate is concerned, it will remain under GOP control this November. The Democratic lead to take the House of Representatives has shrunk to just 1.5%. And because that's within the margin of error of the poll, basically it's a tie, and the trend is still downward. Now, the numbers from these primaries reveal that Republicans were getting out there and voting, and Democrats were not. The Democrats have failed to mobilize their base, and that may be due to one of two reasons, both of them going back to 2016. It may be that Democrats were just turned off by all the antics of the DNC and the Hillary campaign relative to Bernie Sanders. Or it may be because of all the recent talk about how regaining the House of Representatives is a shoo-in, the Democrats said, I don't need to bother going out and vote. We've already got this. It's a lock. But in any event, the primaries held this week were a tremendous disappointment to the Democrats. Now, Gina Haspel is expected to win confirmation. She's got enough votes to do it. But the debate over the torture issue continues. And when we come back from these commercials, I will elaborate. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, we're talking about Gina Haspel. She's probably going to be confirmed. She has enough votes by a slim majority to win confirmation. But the issue about torture is still very much front and center in everybody's mind. And a lot of people were very concerned over the fact that Gina Haspel refused to say that torture was immoral. And that really bothered a lot of people, including yours truly. Now, Haspel's defenders or the CIA's defenders are out there in force. And Dick Cheney did an interview yesterday saying that we should continue the enhanced interrogation of terror suspects. In other words, continue the torture. And he said, if it were my call, I would not discontinue these programs. I'd have them active and ready to go. And I'd go back and study them and learn. And this was on Fox Business News. Cheney said, I'd do it all over again. You don't suppose he wants to watch? I mean, this is a very, very sick attitude, and I'll tell you why. First of all, anybody who understands interrogation will tell you torture does not, in fact, work. In fact, when Congress was looking into the CIA's torture scandal, and the CIA said, we got this and that information from these people. The investigators said they were just making this stuff up. You remember when this was all going down and we had these color-coded terror alerts, green, yellow, orange, red, peach, taupe, mauve, plaid, and we went through several of them. Imminent terror attack is about to happen, and it never did. And what that all came from was people being tortured saying, when's the next terror attack? And the guy being tortured said, oh, okay, it's next Tuesday. Okay, stop hurting me. Next Tuesday. That's where those came from. It was complete fantasy. So torture is only good to get politically expedient confessions like they got from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. They only had to waterboard him 183 times to get him to confess to being the mastermind of 9/11. And by the way, he suffered permanent brain damage as a result of that abuse. So Cheney is out there. He's trying to basically support Haspel and also, of course, himself. He doesn't want to admit that he and Bush were wrong to have engaged in this kind of a practice. I mean, I remember when I was a kid in school, and we were told that one of the reasons that the Germans and the Japanese were so bad and had to be destroyed is they were torturing captured American prisoners. And now we have Cheney saying we should just do exactly the same thing. We should be just as evil, just as loathsome and vile as we've made the Germans and Japanese out to be. And we shouldn't. If we're supposed to be the exceptional nation, we have to be better than that. And clearly we're not. In fact, Cheney's pushing for the continuance of torture tells us we're not an exceptional nation at all. All right. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back after these few words.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.